This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've changed my mind on Cooper Kupp. I heard Andrew Whitworth talked about Cooper Kupp, about how smart he is, about how he's going to be a coach. He thinks of the game in a different way and would, you know, basically like suggest things in terms of like, you know, how to change blocking assignments and, you know, certainly routes, and how he basically, you know, he runs the receiver's room. He's the one that, you know, taught Puka Nacua like everything that he knows about that offense and how he's become so good so quickly. Like, when I heard all that stuff, I was like, how do the Patriots not bring in a guy like that?
Greg Bedard on Cooper Kupp. I don't know if that's the right reason to sign Cooper Kupp.
He can coach. He can call plays. Like, he's
a mentor.
I mean, I don't rule out the fact that he could be some sort of mentor and a real good influence.
But he's making that sound like it's like the number one reason to bring him in. I guess it would be somewhere on the list. That's bottom of the list.
Call me crazy. I think he still has some game.
Me too.
I don't know how many games he'll play. That's sort of unfortunately been a real problem for Cooper Kupp.
He's going to give you a solid 2 months.
But when he plays, that's good. Here's the issue, though. So he had the greatest receiver season of all time in 2021.
I've heard that.
You can't even debate it.
It's been brought up.
Catches, yards, touchdowns, Super Bowl MVP. But then he followed that up with 9 games, 12 games, 12 games.
Yeah, not great.
It's a 17-game season, Cooper. We're going to need a little bit more out of you.
So one of the things the Patriots, I think, have going for them is coaching experience. I don't think they need coaches on the field. Now, the receiver room was terrible last year.
Maybe the worst.
And it could have used an adult in the room.
Yeah.
So, again, that's somewhere on my list. But I'm not bringing in Cooper Kupp for that reason. And even you, Keith, and you're probably higher on the Cooper Kupp move
than anybody.
Honestly, than most. But even you're like, if they get Kupp, they need more in that room. Like,
yeah.
You don't just stop there.
Well, I don't think it's fair to any one receiver to bring them in and be like, it's fixed. Like, if that's how bad it is. Because if you brought in T. Higgins, I don't think it's fixed. You'd have to shoot even higher than that. And none of those guys,
right,
I don't think, are really available. A.J. Brown probably crossed off. I think Cincinnati's going to keep Ja'Marr Chase. CeeDee Lamb staying. Justin Jefferson staying. Like, that very top end group, maybe.
Right.
Everybody else, give them a guy like Cooper Kupp. So if it was T. Higgins and Cooper Kupp, I'm like, we're cooking with gas.
That's
wishful thinking.
Not to call it Moss and Welker, but like,
no, it's not that, but like, I'd be pumped.
I mean, I would maybe react the same way
to
that offseason.
I'd have to dust off the puppet gif. I don't know if you've seen the puppet gif.
I've seen it.
Been a long time.
Yeah, well,
what would you even use
it for?
Not much. Glitter guns. We could bring the glitter guns
back.
Bring
the glitter guns back. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think for any of those guys that we've even considered, you know, Deebo Samuel, DK Metcalf, even if, you know, DK Metcalf, a high-end receiver, but if it's like, all right, you're out there with Kayshon Booty and Jalen Polk, he's going to be like, all right, like, yeah. I'm used to playing with Tyler Lockett and Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Yeah. Like,
have fun with double coverage.
Yeah. Oh, triple coverage.
Yeah.
So I think two is the way to go, and that makes the job easier for everybody, you know, Drake May included. So hopefully that's what they're able to pull off.
So I asked you this earlier. You'd prefer Kupp over Deebo. I think in a vacuum, I would prefer Deebo. I'd agree with Tom Curran on this. Knowing that it's Josh McDaniels as a play caller, I feel like Cooper Kupp in the slot, that's the kind of thing you need to make the McDaniels offense go. Samuel's all over the formation. You got to be creative with him. I don't know if that's McDaniels' strong suit.
I think for Drake May, though, too, not just McDaniels, like, I want Drake May, give him like a real wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Deebo's like a football player. He kind of does a little bit of everything.
Well, and if he's right, it's you line him up in the backfield. It's horizontal throws. He breaks one tackle and then he's gone. That's if he's right. He might have lost a step and he'll never get that back. But you're banking on Debo still having something left in the tank, just like you are with Cup.
Right.
It's a pretty unique piece. It's not a more traditional receiver like Cooper Kupp.
Yeah. And I think that would be a little bit of an adjustment. Now, he's still a great player. So you say, all right, Josh McDaniels figured it out. Drake May figured it out. But just as far as like a wide receiver that he could throw the ball to pick up first downs and things like that, I think Cooper Kupp would be the better choice.
So with McDaniels now back in New England and talking about his offense, Chad Graff, over the weekend in New Orleans, he says he caught up with Robert Kraft in New Orleans.
Oh, what a coincidence.
Which, again, to me is very interesting. Chad Graff has had some good insight into ownership, and now all of a sudden he's just bumping into Robert Kraft on Bourbon Street. Did any other beat writers talk to Robert Kraft this
week? Not that I'm aware of.
If they did, I missed it. I might have missed it. But I didn't see it. He said, here's what he said on the Patriots hiring Josh McDaniels as offensive coordinator. Robert Kraft, quote, when we interviewed Mike and asked him who he might be interested in bringing on, without a pause, no pause, Keith, just right away.
I mean,
you couldn't even get the sentence out.
Yeah.
His first name that he brought up was Josh McDaniels because he thought it would be something very special for Drake. Their experience and chemistry together is very positive. Again, I don't think they have much chemistry and experience together, but Robert would know that better than I. I think that was a good development. From every way you look at it, I think it's a win-win. It was his decision. Josh was very excited. I hope we get the fruits of the potential positives out of that. He has a very good history of developing and dealing with good quarterbacks and developing an offense that can really produce. So I don't buy this.
I don't buy this either.
At all.
Well, no, this seems like damage control because more and more people have started to come out and say, hey, look at this entire new coaching staff. Which hire stands out? Which one doesn't have a direct link to Vrabel? And if you want to say, well, Vrabel was a player when McDaniels was a young coach, like, okay. But all these other guys coached with Vrabel in some degree, right? Or like one degree away or like we're right there. This one seems much more like a Kraft hire than McDaniels. So then when you're going to have this story come out that it for sure was a Vrabel hire, like, I don't know.
And before, Rob Gronkowski said your first call should be to Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to look at every possible candidate that I feel like can help us.
Without pause.
That was quite a bit of a pause there.
Without pause.
I read that as like he's on the list, I guess.
Well, so me too, but let's give Courtney some credit. Courtney said he was playing coy there because he knew it was a done deal and he didn't want to make it look like a foregone conclusion.
I just feel like he was going to consider a bunch of people. He probably didn't know exactly who it was going to be. You want to see how it was all going to play out, who was going to take what job, who might leave other jobs, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
he's worked with a bunch of different offensive coordinators and offensive coaches over his time.
Nick, keep that handy one more time.
McDaniel's not one of them.
Keep that handy. Yeah. I want to get the exact wording here from Kraft one more time. Let me pull the tweet back up.
Kraft or Graff?
Well, Graff had the Kraft tweet.
Got it. That's confusing.
Quote, when we interviewed Mike and asked him who he might be interested in bringing on, Without pause. He said Josh McDaniels?
Rob Gronkowski said your first call should be to Josh McDaniels.
It's a pause.
And an
Yeah.
Pause. Yeah.
No hesitation. No pause.
Sure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I want Josh McDaniels. Josh is the guy. It didn't sound that way. Great poll by you and Nick there,
yeah,
Keith.
But
I'd forgotten about that comment.
But I guess if you want to play the other side, devil's advocate,
sure,
as it were.
Yeah.
That feels like a ball.
Al Pacino, Keanu Reeves, devil's advocate. They this hiring cycle had their issues with what were bag jobs versus what weren't. Correct. And interview process and Rooney Rule and everything else. Mm-hmm. So maybe it is possible that Josh McDaniels was already signed, but they're like, we haven't done fake interviews yet. We can't say anything.
Play dumb.
That's possible.
It is possible.
I just think Mike Vrabel had worked with a bunch of guys, and if you look at who his defensive coordinator is, if you look at some of the offensive position coaches that he hired, some of the defensive position coaches that he hired, the front office guy that he brought in, I don't know. Like, they all have much more direct connections to him when he was a coach than Josh McDaniels does.
Yeah, so I don't buy that. Perhaps you do, and maybe you want to go, as you said, full devil's advocate, full conspiracy theory that they just wanted to make it look like it wasn't a bag job. Perhaps, but that certainly was a pause.
Well, one thing we know for a fact is that Kraft loves McDaniels.
True.
He brought him back. He convinced him not to take the Colts job, that whole thing.
So this is why when we say, who's running the Patriots and do you trust them? My answer is, I'm still worried it's Kraft, and no, I don't. Because I just... If Vrabel's really running the Patriots, I don't think McDaniels is his guy. So, and I think he kind of had McDaniels maybe forced on him is too strong, but strongly pushed on him, and he said, I'm not going to fight this one.